This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:14 now, Tuesday morning, June 2nd. I was looking at the weather in other areas. New York City, highs of 72 today, and San Francisco could be high of 73, and other places it's just summertime, but here it's the second day of hurricane season, and we need to deal with that. And Colin Arnold, 67, New Hampshire for a high, for example, not the case here. Colin Arnold, director of the Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans, joins us now to talk about that. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, Tommy, good morning.
Tell me, I guess, the major concerns you have as the Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Director for New Orleans going into hurricane season.
You know, it just continues to be those storms that form really quickly with short notice in the Gulf or off the Yucatan and then rapidly intensify. You know, one of the things that Ken Graham said the other day that really strikes is that, you know, of all of the Category 5 hurricanes that we've experienced, they've all made that status within, I think, 24 hours, mm-hmm. which is just, you know, that does not bode well for us.
Cynthia Lee Sheng told me last week, I think, 3 days before they were tropical storms, right?
Right. And so you have to make decisions, I think, a lot sooner. And that becomes difficult when, you know, you're dealing with our community who's been through a lot of these, who you're saying, look, it's nothing right now, but trust us, in 3 days, it's going to be something, you know, something major. And so we have to make decisions, all the more, quicker. And that's going to be challenging, but, you know, I think we're up for the challenge. We've been working a lot together, our whole region down here, on some different plans for storms that don't give us the amount of notice that we would like to see.
I often get questions about contraflow, but I don't think that's anything that's even on the table anymore, is it?
I mean, we met last week about it with the state, both Louisiana and Mississippi. It's still a viable plan. The problem is, to reroute 3 interstates through 2 states takes 72 hours, and we're just not seeing that. We didn't see it during Ida, which probably would have been the last time that it would have been really, you know, something that was even a possibility. I won't say never, but it's going to have to be during a timeline that, you know, that both the Louisiana State Police, the Mississippi Highway Patrol, and both of those departments of transportation are going to have to be able to work. I think the main thing is, and the message has always been contraflow is always a last resort. Mm-hmm. And so for the public, if they can evacuate as early as possible in the face of a major storm, they're not going to have to deal with what happens with things like that necessitate contraflow, like those long lines and no gas and a lot of those other things. So as soon as you have the opportunity to get in the car, get your family together, your pets, and get those supplies and get in the car and go. And this is for a major hurricane that's going to have a direct impact on our area, the better, you know, and you're going to have a much better chance of success and much more comfort in the situation if you can evacuate as early as possible.
I don't get stuck on contraflow, but I remember Newell telling me a while back there had to be some rehearsal for this, and there has not been a contraflow rehearsal in a long time, right?
They haven't done a full-scale exercise in a while. Again, we meet every year about it. We tabletop it out. And, you know, those things have not changed. But, yes, I mean, to your point, one of the things that we've been trying to do at the local level, because it is a state plan, is to at least see about, you know, working together to try and maybe bring down that amount of time it takes to set it up. Mm-hmm. So it is something a little more viable to the storms that we have been seeing over the past decade. Where that's going to go, I don't know, but we'll continue to push for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because it's a multi-state effort, and if you got 3 days before every Category 5 storm that hit, tell me about the 72-hour timeline. How's that fit in?
Well, 72 hours before landfall is the amount of time that they need to actually start getting out there, get all the equipment out there. The personnel is a huge factor just to manage to reroute and be prepared to reroute all of, you know, 55, 59, and 10.
So that's 3 days, and 3 days before every Category 5 that hit the United States was just a tropical storm that kind of...
Well, or just not even a depression, not even maybe just a blip, a tropical wave.
So,
you know,
the
that's the case. Right.
Yeah. You know,
that's,
Colin,
that's the issue.
One thing I've been pushing is people need to plan now, not just in terms, and we'll get to this when we come back, but they need to plan financially for an evacuation. I know a lot of people are up against it. But now's really the time, you know, if you got to name it a hurricane evacuation fund, call it whatever you want, make it an envelope that you hide behind a cookie jar, do whatever you want to do. But now is the time to start amassing some funds, accurate?
No, absolutely. And really, on the other side of that, too, for the lower level storms, if we're going to shelter in place, now is the time to go hit the grocery store and get a couple of cases of water and build that cash up in your home. Incrementally over, you know, over weeks and months until we get into August when it is the height of hurricane season. And then you're going to have all that stuff in your house, in a corner somewhere, or in a closet, and, you know, 3 days of supplies, 72 hours where, you know, you're ready to go and you're not seeing, you know, we always see the, you know, the B-roll of the stores, with shelves empty and long lines and people trying to get gas and a lot of other things preparing for the storm. If you can do any of those things, including saving a small fund to get you out of town if we have to go. That's, you know, save it, start saving now, and just week after week, you'll see it build up. And then in August, when we're in the dog days of summer, and September and October, when we really see these storms, you're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, I always thought it makes sense to save money, and then if you don't need it, use it for Christmas and get some non-perishable food items, and if you don't need them for hurricane season, give them to Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll take a break, pick it up, we'll come back. Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans, talking about hurricane season. it seems as though hurricane seasons morph from year to year to year. We'll talk about differences between now and when Katrina hit 20 years ago. And also, it seems like now more emphasis on people sheltering in place and what happens afterward with generator safety or cooling stations. Traffic now, WWL. 8:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, day two of hurricane season. Colin Arnold, our guest, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. Colin, compare and contrast where we are now to 2005 when Katrina rolled in, please.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty, auspicious anniversary, 20 years since Katrina. I mean, things have changed, it's 180 degrees different than where we were in 2005. I think clearly, you know, a $14.6 billion investment in the levees and flood control structures in the city have made us a lot safer. It's a lot different than it was 20 years ago. We know that just from some of the huge projects that have been built, to protect our levees and flood walls, and then also to remove water from the city with the pump control stations, pumping down the canals, being able to close off the surge barrier, the West Closure Complex on the West Bank with the Harvey Canal and the Intercoastal. I mean, this is a totally different situation. I would say that Ida was a stronger storm than Hurricane Katrina. Although it was not a direct hit on the city, we were able to see a lot of the benefits of that system, particularly on the West Bank, and it held. And so I think that's important. And then just communications. I remember 2005, people were just beginning to start texting. Mm-hmm. I've heard anecdotally a lot of people saying that they really learned to text.
That's
post-Katrina.
Me. I did.
Because they were at, that was the only thing that was able actually to get through for weeks. And so, you know, now that it's, we probably text more than we actually talk on the phone. And so, having the ability to, you know, sign up for emergency alerts, we encourage everyone in the city to text NOLA READY, one word, to 77295. You'll get those immediate alerts. We amplify everything that the Weather Service sends us. And I think it just makes people more in touch, more in communication, and more weather aware. And I think we'll have a much greater success with getting the word out for people to either shelter in place or to leave. So that communication piece also extends now to public safety and our whole network that we have that was built after Katrina that's managed by the state and with local input. And so all of our different agencies can speak to each other on the radio. It's all very hardened and has a lot of redundancy in it. And so, you know, we're not going to have the communication gaps that we saw during Hurricane Katrina. And then what I would also add is just the relationships that we have with state and federal partners, I think, are a lot different than 2005. We've been tested so many times since then. Obviously, Katrina was a huge watermark, but in how we communicate with our federal partners. But yeah, it's just, we can put faces to names. We know people. We have relationships, and we can depend on each other to be there when we're in a bad situation.
Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it. To your time. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. Put some money aside if you can. Start buying some stuff for hurricane season if you can. And if you don't use it, then you got money for Christmas, or you can donate it to the Second Harvest Food Bank. I think one big difference between now and Katrina, too, is generators. And more people, as Cynthia Lee Sheng told us last week, died from generators than the storm. So another thing that you got to be very, very careful about. We'll talk about lawmakers and ethics investigations when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.